Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Opening up a brand spanking new week, the first full week of July, and so while Indiana has entered phase two of its COVID restart, phase one of the IHSAA's reentry plan began earlier today at North South and Edgewood High Schools. In this low run of scorching heat, teams are now allowed back on campus two activity days per week. The activity days limited to 1 3-hour block of time, and the use of footballs and shields permitted, but the use of protective equipment such as helmets and shoulder pads is not. These two activity days limited to 3 hours a day. Conditioning will be limited to 4 days a week at 2 hours per session until at least July the 19th, the anticipated end of the first of three reentry phases laid out by the IHSAA. The new normal, a learning process for everyone. For now, a lot of focus on technique and individual things to accomplish that will set a new foundation for the upcoming 2020 season. Our thought for the day here on a Monday comes from John Wooden. Success comes from knowing that you did your best to become the best that you are capable of becoming. Have a great start to your week. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, as we mentioned on an earlier report, kicking off the first full week in July, the high schools began this morning phase one of reentry during this ongoing pandemic. Indiana started phase two of its restart for student athletes earlier last week, seeing now allowable more participants and staff, more facilities have begun to open up as voluntary work starts. Up this week for women's soccer, which began earlier today. Wednesday, it's volleyball. Then next week, men's soccer gets rolling and field hockey. While now we're at least seeing footballs being passed to one another on the outdoor practice fields and Memorial Stadium, basketballs bouncing at Cook Hall and Simon Scott Assembly Hall, more weight room access going on now, both at Cook and Wilkinson Hall. Several other fields, including Armstrong Stadium, the soccer practice fields, field hockey practice field, and the Councilman Billingsley Aquatic Center opened up earlier today. Might say business, kind of picking up on the IU beat. We open up this new week. Our thought for the day, testing oneself is best when done alone. Have a good start to the week. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.